Well, Brian, first of all, it's a little bittersweet to be at this point in the season. It's been another great year of FCS football, and in many ways, sad to see it come to an end on Saturday.
It's kind of like watching your kids grow up. It happens way too fast, I think, you know. That's kind of the way it feels. At the same time, you're also exhausted, you know. So there's two sides of it, I guess. I mean, on one side, I'm looking forward to a little more downtime, and on the other side, I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Rich, I don't have any clue what's going to happen this week. I mean, it's going to be a good one. So it's going to be a good conclusion to the season, that's for sure.
No question about that. And it is the matchup that everybody expected. That doesn't happen very often, but everybody was pretty clear in the preseason, and there weren't many bumps in the road for either James Madison or North Dakota State this season.
Nah, there really weren't. I would say that 2 years ago, when they played each other, I think we saw it coming from afar. Last year, you know, I think we all saw North Dakota State doing what they did. We just had no clue who would be on the other side. That was the big question. And so you're right. I mean, it has been a little bit they're obviously, look, the last 4 years, I mean, you know better than anybody being around this. I mean, these are the two Titans right now. And we're going to see more of these matchups down the line. I don't necessarily think we'll see it next year, I'll be honest with you. I think, Jan, you might be rebuilding a little bit. But this year, yeah, you can see it with the experience, Jan, you had, and just the power of the NDS program to, you know, the old cliche, to reload and not, regroup or rebuild. And actually, NDS, you can see the expectations on that level. So, I think we all saw this one coming from afar.
Which of these two teams had the more challenging route to get to the national championship?
I would say North Dakota State. They, on paper coming in, you know, and actually some of the matchups that we thought would be monsters didn't quite, in retrospect, become the monsters we thought. I mean, in the preseason, North Dakota State playing UC Davis at home. UC Davis looked really good in the preseason, and they had a lot of things happen this year. But that game ended up being a good one in September. I mean, UC Davis was in that game in the fourth quarter, even though they didn't have the kind of full season they were expecting. But, North Dakota State had to survive that. They had to survive the Missouri Valley Gauntlet, where, you know, you pretty much play everybody. I thought the South Dakota State game, they got pushed to the limit, even with FDSU having the key quarterback injury early on. Just in general, I mean, the Northern Iowas and Illinois States and, even the teams like Youngstown State, who always seem like they play North Dakota State tough, you know. I would say NDSU had a tougher path, but you had a tough path, too. They got challenged by Stony Brook, which is a good, solid, hard-nosed program. And Villanova gave them a great game for a while, and they had a tough playoff route and handled it just fine. So they've both been tested. Neither one of them has an FCS scratch. And they're battle-hardened. I mean, the playoff runs really were not easy, and they handled them pretty well.
What's interesting, both these teams have a very similar style with tough defense, run-oriented offense. So you look at guys like Ty Brooks, Adam Cofield from North Dakota State, and then that JMU attack with everybody. Right? I think they had, 3,700 rushing yards this season?
I know. That's going to be the interesting thing. It's just how balanced these two teams can be if needed. That's the kind of the cool thing about these two programs is they don't rely heavily on the passing game unless it needs to balance things out. And they both run the ball well. The run sets up the pass, not the other way around. And they're both really strong up front, really on both sides of the ball. They're both strong up front. And they both play the power game as well as anybody at this level. And really, as well as a lot of FBS teams do, and I wish we could see more of those matchups to prove it. It's just like Mike Houston said when he arrived, 4 years ago. You know, if you're going to want to win a championship at this level, you're going to have to do some of the things that NDSU does and try really hard to do it slightly better. And that's what happened in 2016. It could happen this week. The national title game 2 years ago between these two teams, you know, NDSU got out early, but JMU rallied with a couple of key plays, and it was a good game. So I think Houston was on to something. If you can figure out a way how to emulate it, you go out and recruit and do it. And I think that's what we're seeing in the last, really, the last 4 years.
We're talking with Brian McLaughlin of Hero Sports here on Downtown. Interesting note here. James Madison, in their two national championship runs, both times were trailing in the second half at Maine against the Black Bears. Now, they didn't play Maine this year, so I don't know. That makes me give the edge to North Dakota State.
If you go with that, yeah, no, I can see that. I can see that. Tying in Maine. yeah, and you're getting back to the Justin Rascotti days back in,
right.
What was that, 04 or 03? Yeah, and I bring that up because I covered Justin in high school in Florida, so I remember well when he transferred to JMU and did that. But yeah, if you go, I'm telling you, Rich, you go that route, and I think you're onto something here.
There's not much to choose from between these two, Brian. What do you think it comes down to Saturday?
Yeah, no, you nailed it. So trying to find some little angle to it is I understand. I understand where you're coming from, because it's funny. Sam and I talked about this. Sam Herder, who I work with at Hero Sports. He and I talked about this on our podcast this week that, first of all, if you're looking for a trend, you're wasting your time. it's a needle in a haystack type thing. Because there's really not like some major trend where you go, okay, well, these are two good teams, but, this team hasn't been able to stop this particular style of play. It's not like that. There's nothing like that. So, I think you just end up pivoting to really a coach's cliche, like who's going to play best on special teams. But it's true. I mean, that could be the ultimate tiebreaker. Who picks off a pass and takes it back
right
all the way or sets up an easy touchdown? Because, Sam made a good point on our pod where he said, I don't see a whole lot of 8-to-10 play drives, but I also don't see a one play drive where we see somebody bust loose for a 67-yard touchdown run. He's like, I don't see either one happen, sustained or a big play, So it's going to have to be something else, a mistake, or a blocked kick, which JMU is very good at, as you know. So that's it. I just have this feeling that unlike 2 years ago where NDSU really did jump out in front, I really have the feeling that this is a 10-10, 17-14 type of game in the fourth quarter, and we're going to see a field goal or a big play or a mistake, settle it. And because it's really, you're not finding a whole lot of differences between what these two teams do really well, as you know. So,
all right, let's move past this season, Brian. Before we let you go, who's in next year's national championship game?
Oh, man, I hate to sound boring, redundant, whatever you want to call it, but how can NDSU not be in next year's title?
Right.
Title game. Okay, you break it down. Jabril Cox at linebacker, the junior, there are mock drafts this year that have him as a day two pick in the draft. And I don't think he'll come out early, but he's back. Most likely. I mean, how many times do you see an FCS guy being mentioned as a junior that high? You got Jabril back just as a cornerstone on defense. You had Trey Lance, the quarterback who's won the Jerry Rice Award. He may win the Walter Payton Award Friday night. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to be sitting there in the audience for that. And he's just a sophomore. The offensive line, which is really the signature, I think, of what NDSU does. They're the face of that program. They have, three or four starters back. They only lose Zach Johnson, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not talking incorrectly. I think they lose one, bring four back. And as you know, they reload at that position like nobody else. Just the style of play, the coaching continuity. Coach Ince is just the assumed head coaching job. He's not taking a job in the Big 12 anytime soon, at least not right now. So they're loaded on paper. You know, if they don't get dealt that injury bug situation like we see at the FCS level, I think NDSU's back. Other than that, it could get really interesting. There's a lot of interesting teams that maybe we'll see some new blood go up against NDSU next year, but that would be my take.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you being a regular with us throughout the season. It's been a blast getting your perspective on things. You guys do such a great job at Hero Sports. Have a wonderful time down in Frisco, whatever ends up as the final result in this one. And we look forward already to, next preseason, getting caught up with you once again, if not sooner.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Rich. And thanks for having us on. And, you know, especially with the list of guests you have on your show, I'm honored to be asked to be on it. And, I mean, you're a true professional. So we really appreciate you, you know, making us a part of your week.
You better believe it. We're getting you booked in for next season already. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks, Rich. We'll catch you then.